What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy first Tuesday in May. It is Jackson Claude back in studio in the New York headquarters, Toasty Vibes, with new buckle chairs. That's right, if you're watching on YouTube, we've had a little bit of a facelift now that Jax is here. Thought we'd step things up a bit.
Well, we've been meaning to get the second buckle chair, and it came just in time for this week, which is perfect. And I'm feeling really good about it.
You're feeling good.
I know people are going to let us know how they're feeling about it.
Yeah.
But I feel good about it for a few reasons. One, it's more comfortable to sit in. Mm-hmm. You're not like folded on top of yourself.
Yeah.
I think it looks really nice.
I think so too.
And because I like it.
And need you say more?
No.
No. We've got a great show. It has been a minute. So last you heard from us, yesterday we had Livin' Jax on the podcast only. Hope you guys enjoyed. Friday we had Shannon. Thursday we had Sophia.
It has been me.
Audio Thursday only. We had Jackie. Wednesday we had Sophia. Tuesday we had Taylor. I don't remember. But it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks. Thanks for sticking with us through my journey to Stagecoach, Jax's brief sabbatical. We're back and better than ever.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Mrs. Stagecoach 2023?
I'm not okay.
I don't think anyone thought that you were okay, because we're seeing you and you're having fun, but we know our turd, and it's like, this is taking everything from her, is it not?
What the fun giveth, the fun taketh away.
Yeah.
I can't believe I am standing up straight right now. I flew home yesterday from LA. I was literally on like a 72-hour bender in Stagecoach. It was so much fun. I haven't been to Stagecoach since, I think it's been 4 or 5 years, because it was pre-COVID, and then we missed one before COVID because we were on a trip.
We went in 2019.
Oh my God. I forgot how laborious it is on your body. Like, it was record high temperatures, 106 degrees, like not okay. So much walking, so much drinking, and so much hanging out with girls younger and fitter than me. And I really, like, I couldn't keep up.
You looked like you were keeping up.
That's, you know, that's what I do. I put out like false pretenses about my life, but I was not keeping up in any way, shape, or form. And my body was like not my own this weekend. I was dealing with a bunch of
ailments.
Yes. I spoke on the podcast on Friday about how I made the mistake of taking a Z-Pack on an empty stomach on Thursday. So Thursday I was completely out of commission. Friday I felt better, but I was still recovering from the Thursday. Saturday I got hit with, I don't know, something else at the festival. I was just like drinking all day. Like, we'd forgotten to eat. There was like such
it's not really a mystery.
Yeah, I know. There were such long lines for food. Like, we just couldn't. Stagecoach actually did a really good job of making sure everybody had water. They were giving out free premium bottles of water. It was actually really, like, I was doing good with the water. But we just kept forgetting to eat, because it was like, okay, we'll go here and then we'll have something to eat. But it was just hard to find food. So Saturday I was not okay. And Sunday I was not okay either. So I had the best time. It was amazing. I am so glad I went, and I'm so glad it's over. Like, it was just a lot. But I had the best time. I loved the way my outfits turned out. And if you watch the vlog on Patreon of me like trying to put together my outfits for Stagecoach, you know it was not an easy task. Like, yeah. I was struggling till the very last minute. Like, I was putting together outfits in Palm Springs.
You were?
Yeah.
It felt like you were in a good place when you left.
I was in a decent place when I left. And for most of my outfits, like, I had the basics. I didn't bring the right accessories. I did not bring the right shoes. I did not bring the right bags. But I worked through, and, you know, everyone was really generous. The great thing about traveling with Shannon is she travels with a armory of stunning, beautiful, and high-class designer pieces that she is more than happy to take off of her neck and give to you. She's so generous. Like, couldn't be me, you know, like, I have fabulous things. If I'm not wearing it, I'll think about letting you wear it. But her's like, no, like, it would be better on you. Like, so generous. It was, It was really nice to see someone so fabulous and so generous with their things.
It's an inspiration to us all.
It's an inspiration to everyone. There was not one day that went by that at least somebody did not borrow something from Shannon.
That's so nice.
Whether it was like a core piece, like a stunning blouse, or just like a necklace, you know? Yeah. She was so generous. It was so amazing.
Well, you guys all looked great. We all loved following along. I'm sure you listened to my episode with Olivia yesterday where we were...
It was very flattering.
Just sort of like lauding you guys for all your style and creativity and uniqueness and verve.
And I feel really good about the fact that like I made such good content. Like I was with the pictures and the TikToks. Like I did a good job and it looked like I was having so much fun. And I really was. Like I had the best time. Even though the lineup was like...
It was okay.
It was okay. It actually like wasn't even great, but the music was so good. And I have to just give like such a shout out to Old Dominion. They weren't even a headliner. They were incredible. Like they totally could have headlined. I really forget like how many just bangers they have and everybody knows them and country loves them. And they did a Harry Styles cover, which was so unexpected, but so good. And the lead singer was literally on crutches, but like you wouldn't have known it. They were amazing. Chris Stapleton was a vibe. I mean, it was a little sleepy.
Oh, really?
It was a little sleepy. And you know him. It's like, oh, I have a 4-minute song. Let's make it 8 and add, you know, a whole bass solo. And it was like a little like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you want to hear from our bassist?
Yeah, right. It was like, okay. No, but it was like, oh, let me play the bass.
Oh, okay.
It was that's a little.
Because you know that part in the show where they introduce the band?
It's nice. It's nice. But it's like, do we care? No.
No, but I understand why it's important for the band members to be seen and recognized.
No, and it's also like, you know, the leads, like the star doesn't want to be like, hey, it's all about me. The star is like pretending to be. The
star doesn't want to say, hey, look at me.
Right. The star is pretending to be like, you know, humble and gracious, but it's like, well, we don't care. I know that's mean to say, but like, we don't. And then they tell you where they're from and like how long they've been with the band.
And then
it's
they like, do like a little thing.
It's like, save it for the documentary, okay? Like,
yeah.
We don't care. But actually, Chris Stapleton didn't do that.
Other people do that?
No, actually.
Oh, good.
No. So the headliners were Luke Bryan, who I've seen headline before, and like he really puts on a great show, and he's like a great performer, but it's like, it's not like the most amazing music. Like, it's good, you know?
No, when he headlined when we went in 2019, and we were all really surprised with how much we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, it was good. It was a show. It was entertaining. Kane Brown was good. He also has like a lot of songs that forget that you know. Yeah. And then he brought his wife out, which was really sweet. I think she was so fucking nervous. Like there was like literally 80,000 people there, but he didn't bring out like any special guests except for his wife, which was really sweet. And then Chris Stapleton the third day. So like honestly, the headliners weren't like next level crazy, but they were all, the thing with country music is like everybody can sing.
Yeah.
And everybody can play the guitar and they put on a show and it's nice. They got the fireworks. It was great. But so many of the smaller acts were like so amazing too, like Gabby Barrett. Margo was like, we have to get there early for Gabby Barrett. I'm like, shut up. Like the thing about Margo, she's like, I have to be the first one there and the last one out. Like by the end we were like, Margo, please let us go home. She was like literally being like Stalin of Stagecoach. But I'm glad we went because Gabby Barrett like was that bitch. Gabby Barrett was that bitch. We also went early another day for Elle King, one of the best sets I've seen. Like she, and by the way, she wanted to hang, you know, she had DM'd me. She was like, you want to hang? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to hang. So we like, we're drinking with her before the show. We met her son. Oh my God. He's so fucking cute.
How old is he?
I can never tell range. With kids. He was either 2 or 17. Like, I'm not sure.
No, but like,
I'm going to say, I honestly, 4? I don't
know.
Okay. No, honestly, I don't know.
4 is confusing.
Maybe 3. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. But I like Kayla, a little bigger than Kayla.
No, bigger than, actually, no, it was giving Kayla. I don't know. It was giving Kayla energy. But like, I don't know. All kids give Kayla energy because you know they're just kids. But I finally got to tell Elle King that she and I both went on Say Yes to the Dress and chose the same exact dress. And she was like, oh my God, no way. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't wear it because like it was ugly. She's like, yeah, I didn't wear it either because I didn't get married.
Oh my God.
She was so cool. I had never met her before. She was so fun and really like she put on a show. She did like her big hits and you really forget like how many. And she, there's like this Tyler Childers song that everybody's obsessed with that is unreleased. And it's like, we all know the song, but we don't know how because he's never released it. And I guess he gave her permission to release it. So she did her own cover and it's like her song now. So people were like creaming their pants. Like it was like, oh my God, Tyler Childers. And then something weird happened with Tyler Childers. So do you know about Tyler Childers?
A little bit.
He's like this folksy type of singer. He's like, he's country, but he's really like deep bluegrass, not, you know, not real country. You know, like people like that, they like love Tyler Childers, you know?
He's real country.
Yeah. And he was playing Stagecoach, and Stagecoach is very much like a mainstream country festival. It's like pop radio country. Yeah. So it was really kind of crazy. And he was at the Palomino tent, which isn't the main stage. It's a long walk, and it's, you know, it's for smaller artists. And it was kind of weird that he was there. But I figured, you know, he's a little bit more indie. Maybe not everyone knows him. Oh my God, we could not even walk in. It was so crazy. And it's a tent. So if you're outside the tent, you can't fucking see anything.
Yeah.
And it felt like weird and disrespectful to Tyler Childers, and everyone was like literally standing around being like, what is this? Like, it was so weird. We honestly, we stayed for a few songs, but we couldn't see and we couldn't hear. We're like, okay, this is boring. But it was like, he could have headlined.
Right. Maybe they just miscalculated his popularity.
Maybe. Because his popularity is very niche.
And they probably go by like radio numbers and all these like classic mainstream and he doesn't, metrics. And he's not that guy.
He doesn't play that game. Yeah. Like, he doesn't do the radio tours. Like, he just puts out his music. He doesn't even like post on social media. You're right. There's no way to measure it. But it was weird because like he was 7 o'clock at the Palomino stage. And then 7 o'clock on the main stage was Cameron Marlowe. Is okay. that his name?
Yeah.
Who cares? And it's like, he's just someone who plays the game, radio tour, does a festival, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, okay.
I'm going to chalk it up to a miscalculation. I don't want to think that they were like...
Slighting him. Okay. No, it was just like drama at the festival. We were like starting
and
stuff.
And I think that's like cool that he bust out of the tent. Yeah.
We were starting stuff like in that. We're like, can you believe this? And everyone's like,
I feel like that happens a lot of times at festivals. Like, someone is a smaller artist and they just bring a much bigger crowd than you would expect.
No, like the 1 year that we saw, that we were at Coachella and Billie Eilish was there, but before she was like major,
yeah,
she was at the Palomino, but it's called something else over there. And everyone was like, can you believe? And like, we didn't even go because we're like, who cares?
Yeah, we didn't
But then like her. 2 years later, she was a headliner.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was a miscalculation for sure.
Yeah.
It's just the best weekend. Like, I ran into so many Toasters, which was just the best because Toasters are so country. And honestly, I was literally a zombie. I was like, I was running on like no sleep, no food, and just like so much alcohol. And I was like, yeah, everyone was like, the way Turdy Lou has taken on. They're like, Turdy Lou, Turdy Lou. And I was just like, I was literally, I'm like, Turdy Lou, Turdy Lou. Like, I was just not okay. And everyone was like, Turdy Lou, Turdy Lou. And I'm like, hey, Turdy Lou. Turdy Lou has taken on a life of their own.
I know.
I don't, like, I think, like, I don't even associate with Turdy Lou anymore. Like, she was larger than life. She performed on the main stage at Stagecoach.
She's kind of like your stage name.
100%.
And then you can go home and be Claudia.
No, I was literally DMing.
I think it's a good protective barrier so that you can keep your peace.
It's like my hat in Montana.
The world knows you as Turdy Lou.
Yeah.
But only a select few know you as Claudia.
Yesterday I was DMing with Raising Cane's, the fast food chain, and they were like, Turdy Lou. I was like, what? No, there's Toasters everywhere.
That's so crazy, especially since it's such a recent development. Like, I understand people reaching out, snitch.
Mm-hmm.
Snitch.
Mm-hmm.
Turdy Lou. But you've always wanted a nickname.
I've always wanted a nickname.
Good, because it's the one you got.
And you know what? I don't hate it. Maybe it was like catching on so hard at Stagecoach because Turdy Lou has like a southern twang.
Yeah, Turdy Lou Murdaugh.
Turdy Lou Murdaugh. So maybe that's why.
Maybe.
It was just really, it was the best weekend ever. Like, I have watched my own TikToks 47,000 times. And I have like so many drafts that I've just like posted.
The thing about TikToks that I enjoy is I feel like sometimes they're either way too short or way too long. It's never the right length.
Well, the ones that are like too short are the perfect one because they leave people wanting more and you watch it
like
so many times.
Like day two, you guys were making short ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need more of these outfits.
Yeah.
And then day three, you made a really long one. I was like, I wish I had that on day two.
Not to be like that girl, but like all my outfits are linked on my Like to Know It. Like, because everyone was just like, Turdy, where's that from? Turdy, where's that from?
Oh, good. No, I just wanted to see you girls up there shaking your things.
We were shaking our things.
Yeah.
Things were shaking.
And I was enjoying immensely. I think everyone was like, you guys really shook us to the core.
Thank you. And I literally am home for 3 days before we head to Nashville this weekend. Jax isn't coming anymore, which is just absolutely fucking devastating, but we understand you got to take it easy. And like the way I'm like, this is gonna be the craziest thing I've ever said, and it's only temporarily true. Like the way I don't want to go to Taylor, like I'm not okay. Like I need to stay home. Do you hear my voice? Like I need to relax.
Sounds fine.
So I need to just like take it easy for these next 3 days because I leave on Thursday to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Nashville. I'm like, I'm so excited, of course.
Three days is a perfect amount of time. You're going to take it easy and you'll be ready to go. You'll be fine.
No, and then like I get home Sunday and then I leave again next week to go to Dallas for the Academy of Country Music Awards. I'm kind of like the belle of the South.
Yeah, you should move.
I'm so down. If there was one Jew, I would go.
You could be the one.
But would it be enough, Dianu?
You could be the first. You could inspire a generation of Jews.
Kind of like Joseph Smith. I'm like the Joseph Smith of my generation of Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. What do you think the surprise songs are going to be in Nashville for Taylor?
I have no fucking clue. I am now on like Taylor Instagram Reels.
Wow, it's finally hit the reels.
No, and it's funny, like when you just watch something once and then you get served it all the time. So I get all these Taylor videos. The algorithm
is so toxic.
The algorithm, yeah. And I don't know what the, like,
there's
what
no
are,
way.
What are real, what are main songs, what are.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know what the set list is. So like, oh, she played this tonight. I don't know. I'm not educated enough.
I thought you were going to say like, you know, I'm not educated enough to like guess what the surprise songs will be. But there's no rhyme or reason. The only.
Okay, I think in Nashville she'll play Tim McGraw.
She already did it.
I think she'll do it again.
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like the only thing people were able to accurately guess from the entire Eras tour was this past weekend. She played High Infidelity because the show was on April 29th. And the lyric is, do you really want to know where I was April 29th? So I'm going May 6th. I don't think there's a song with May 6th in it, you know?
Maybe she'll sing Happy Birthday to the Snatchler.
Yeah, so it's also the Snatchler's birthday. It's going to be a wild weekend. Like, I need to conserve my energy. I need to conserve my social battery.
You need to recharge.
I need to recharge. Turdy Lou, her battery's kind of low. She's running on low.
She always is.
So fucking true.
She stays on low.
She stays on low. She really does. But she does the most on low battery.
Yeah.
Like I'm constantly on low battery mode. My battery is always yellow.
Your battery.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch. Shut the fuck up. So we've got a great show.
Because also the Met Gala was last night.
No, we're going to go through everything, all the looks, all the stories. There's a lot of like good gossip coming out of it. But I wanted to ask you and just like the people, if it was like a me experience or a you experience. Like I was on the plane and I was defeated and like I was just thinking about myself and my Stagecoach weekend. So like the Met Gala like wasn't like giving like top of mind energy. So was that just for me or was that like the vibe
I kind of had
year?
The opposite experience because I feel like for the last few shows, I keep being like the Met Gala is coming up. The Met Gala is coming up. Also because I did just watch Kardashians where they were hyping it up so much. So it made me excited. And I thought the theme this year was going to be really exciting because it's Carl and there's so much to pull from. And really, like, you don't want Carl rolling over in his grave over your look. Like, I feel people really felt the pressure. Like, there wasn't anyone in past years, there's no one to be held accountable to.
Yeah.
But, like, in this Met Gala, like, you're accountable to the Carl, legacy. To Carl's legacy.
Yeah.
So I just had really high hopes. And, you know, I was free last night. So I turned on the red carpet and I was
Did you watch?
I watched on E! And it was a really dreadful experience. I'm not going
to
lie.
You should have went to, like, Vogue.com. I think that's.
I wanted to watch on the television.
I know. But they have it so that, like, unless you're Vogue.com, you're, like, on the carpets, like, literally scratching at people to get interviews. Whereas if you're...
It wasn't even about the interviews that were bad. Actually, the e-correspondent on the carpet, I don't know his name, but I thought he had really fun interviews for the ones that he got. Like, he was really knowledgeable and not socially awkward and just, like, could make conversation.
So tough.
10 out of 10. No, it was, like, the panel... And their commentary. And then they would spend so long on one person. And it's like, there's hundreds of celebs here. Like, I saw Kim's here already. Like, show us.
Right. No, they're like not keeping up with social media.
It's like, move on to the next person.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a pleasant experience. But I did get to, between that and like looking on Instagram, I saw all the looks. And that was good. So I had a fun experience watching. And it felt like a big deal to me because I made it a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you overwhelmingly, like, were not impressed with this year's looks. I feel like it's the best red carpet we've seen at the Met Gala in years.
Yeah. No, I was like...
Since Heavenly Bodies, I would say.
Heavenly Bodies was so good. Yeah. I liked the theme, the concept.
You like the beat?
I like the beat a lot. yeah, I don't know. I was just like watching things and everyone was just like... everyone is like so beautiful and has like unlimited... access to the world's best everything. And some of these people, I'm like, that's what you're wearing, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I just have a high bar because, like, I'm wearing, you know, leggings today and the bar sweatshirt. And, like, I understand fashion, you know? And I set the bar for these people and I set the bar.
I'll be curious to hear which people you felt that way about because I felt like more than ever before I had, like, if I'm rating on, like, a 5-star scale, 5 being, like, changed my life, there were so many 4s.
Okay, that's good. I just have to say, like, I was really feeling, like, meh about everything until Anne Hathaway showed up. And Anne Hathaway, I don't know, like, what happened in her life that, like, 2 years ago she decided she was going to become, like, an it girl of fashion after being, like, America's most hated bitch. But I don't know who made it possible and like what happened. It is like the greatest thing to ever happen. And I just want to say, like, never thought I'd say those words, like Anne Hathaway saved the day.
Yeah, she was amongst the top.
Yeah, so we're going to get into all the looks. We're going to go through the Vogue.com articles. Of course, you know, we are a legal, reputable establishment here. So if you're watching on YouTube.
It did sound like you said, it sounded like you said illegal.
No, we are a
space.
Legal, comma, reputable media brand. Therefore, we cannot use copyrighted photos that we do not own that intellectual property to. So we're going to go through this Vogue article. We'll put it in the description of the podcast and the YouTube so you can scroll along with us. We're not going to go through every single
also,
person.
Most people listen as a podcast, so it would be frustrating if we had the pictures up and we were just pointing to stuff and they couldn't. So we have to use our words to describe what we're seeing.
One more thing I wanted to say about the Met Gala and why I felt underwhelmed. Was it just me? Or did it feel like there weren't that many... like, it was very A-list and very upper echelon. And I think, like, this year really felt like Anna was being, like, really strict because there was, like, no influencers. I like that. Like, when Charlie and Dixie went, like, iconic. Like, Alex Earl should have been at the Met Gala. Like, sorry I said what I said. You don't like it? Not my problem. And it just felt like there were no, moments in terms of, like, honestly, where were Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes? Like, of the moment people. It was very, like... fashion, art, A-list. And like, I get it, but that's...
But there was also a lot of like, you got invited?
No, there was a lot of people. Who are you?
And I feel like sometimes it's like you get invited once and then like you keep going back year after year and it's like, well, you're not really relevant right now.
Like I have some hot takes. I don't really understand who is supposed to be invited to the Met Gala because honestly, it feels different every year. And this year felt very like exclusive art, fashion, high society. Like I didn't know half the people on the carpet.
Oh, I didn't feel that way. But I agree. There were less of like, you know, remember when James Charles went, like there weren't like moments like that. Like, I can't believe this person is invited.
But then sometimes it's like when YouTube had a table, I think it was like a year or two ago. I was like, okay, like.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it. It just depends on the people that they
bring. Depends on the people. Like when Jackie Ina went, I was like, yes, ma'am, here for it. When Dixie went, I was like, yes, ma'am. James Charles, I was like, okay, like. We don't have to, we've taken it too far.
But he was the first, like he went before those
people. Yeah, no, I'm just talking about like individually, like which some people rub me the wrong way and some people I'm like, yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's how I feel about everything. Like every outfit, it's like, I don't like it. But if you had put it on Kendall Jenner, I would have liked it.
She's honestly, people say what you want about Kendall. Like, I don't think there has ever been a Met Gala where she wasn't in a top five look.
No, she's always in a top five look. And what's crazy is she's not even my favorite celebrity or Kardashian. Mm-hmm. I passively enjoy her. But like... when it comes to the Met Gala, like she's my number one. Like, and I try and when I'm judging someone's look, I try to think if Kendall wore it, would I like it?
Yeah.
You know, and Kendall's outfit, I'm like, if someone else wore it, would I still like it?
No.
I just like it because it's on Kendall. But I think that's why, like, she is a supermodel. And, like, that's why models are models. They wear the clothes better than anyone else.
No, it's so like, true. It's because, like, even her outfit last night was literally top five. But, like, I could see someone else wearing it being like, this looks so stupid. I'd be like,
you went out without pants to the Met Gala?
No, totally. So we're going to dive into it all. It's going to be a great first Tuesday in May. And happy May, everyone.
Happy May. Without further ado, here are the past five stories that you need to know.
And today's episode is brought to you by Thuma. Thuma, Thuma, Thuma. Let me be your Thuma. Introducing the bed by Thuma. Handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality, upcycled wood, the bed has a modern, minimalist design that helps elevate any space. It's super supportive for your mattress, it's breathable, and it's made to naturally minimize noise and create space. The bed is put together using the timeless technique of Japanese joinery. Each piece locks into place, meaning no tools or excess hardware is required for assembly. So with clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle-enhancing details, the bed is simple sophistication for the bedroom. Now, Jackie has a Thuma bed in her house. Tell me about the assembly experience, because one thing about us, like Ashray girls, like we're not going to assemble furniture.
No, we're not. And if we are, it's going to be Thuma, because especially if you're assembling with someone else and you don't want to get into an irreparable fight, mm-hmm. Thuma's there for you. Honestly, I think marriage counselors should know about Thuma.
I agree.
That they can recommend it to anyone moving in together, buying new furniture, because the way that you set it up makes it so easy, hassle-free, fight-free. And it's also a great, gorgeous-looking bed that's comfortable.
And it's backed with a lifetime warranty. It ships right to your door, and it comes in three easy-to-maneuver boxes. Takes about 5 minutes to set up. They have a new solid wood headboard and the original pillow aboard. So create that feeling of checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite, but at home with The Bed by Thuma.
That is what it looks like.
Yeah. And now go to thuma.co/toast to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of The Bed, plus free shipping in the continental U.S. Go to thuma.co/toast. That's thuma.co/toast for a $25 credit. Today's episode is also brought to you by Boll & Branch. Wake up feeling rested and refreshed with the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch is the bedding expert. They make the highest quality sheets with incredible craftsmanship. Each sheet is slowly made for an unmatched softness with 100% traceable organic cotton that gets softer with every wash. I mean, this is what I look like after not being in a Boll & Branch bed for the last 3 days.
It shows.
I look not okay.
It shows.
I look not okay. All of our sheets, literally are all of our sisters, but Jackie's entire house, my entire house, our bedding, our bed accessories. I've got throw blankets. I've got
the fitted waffle sheets. Blanket. Don't sleep on it.
Everything that Boll & Branch makes is superior. It is stunning. It is comfortable. It's breathable. It's the best material year round. It keeps you cool. It keeps you warm. Whatever you need, like, they just know, you mm-hmm. know? The signature hem sheets from Boll & Branch are a bestseller for a reason. They use the highest quality 100% organic cotton threads on earth. Each sheet set is slowly made for superior softness. They have over 10,000 rave reviews, and they've even been loved by 4 U.S. presidents. They come in 10 versatile colors in all sizes, so that's for beds from twin up to California King, and it's designed to feel incredible for all sleepers. It's made without toxins, free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. And best of all, Boll & Branch gives you a 30-night risk-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders. Sleep better at night with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code TOAST at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TOAST. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Literally every person in my life texts me, they're like, is Boll & Branch like really that bitch? I'm like, yes bitch, use code TOAST. Like, that just happened to me.
Yeah, love. Thank you so much for your sponsors.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's get into the looks. We're going from Vogue.com's article, roundup of looks. They're in not the order that we all experienced them in.
Right.
Which is really hard for me to wrap my brain around.
I know.
And their first picture is the person who arrived last.
And they're also not in any level of importance or like good to bad.
Right.
So we're weighing in it. We're raw dogging.
I think it's like a little bit of a level of importance, which is actually good for our
sakes. Yeah. So Rihanna up first. She showed up so late. Everyone was just like, where is this bitch at? Where is this bitch at?
The live streams were over.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
That's like so annoying.
I know. But they did that last time too.
Yeah, like Rihanna doesn't give a fuck. Like she'll get there when she gets there.
Yeah.
It must be so nice to not have to like quake over anything. Like everyone will wait for you.
No, and like I think people arrive on the red carpet and like she still hasn't started her hair and makeup. You know, yeah. When like the first people get there.
Yeah.
And she's just on her own timeline. She was wearing Valentino. It was like a two-part look. So first she had like the
headpiece.
The flower jacket camellia headpiece, which I love.
Me too. And then it turned into like a shrug.
And then it turned into a shrug.
It was very cute. I loved it. I understood it, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of this, if I say I don't like something, partially is like I don't understand it.
But that's why I liked this theme. It was so easy to understand. Like there were so many motifs that you could take of Carl's, like, you know, the Chanel tweed,
right.
The camellia. There's like a lot of different
eras. He also did like themes. The Fendi era, the Chloe era.
Right. But then there were some dresses that were Carl inspired from like the 80s or the 90s that I didn't know were like Carl vibes. But then seeing it against the muse, I was like, oh, perfection.
I'm not crazy about A$AP Rocky's like kilt and jean moment, but like it's so like not about him. It doesn't even matter.
Agreed.
Supportive king, you know?
Agreed.
She looked fabulous. I loved.
Love.
Next up is Cardi B. I was obsessed with this look. Like, Cardi B is she's so beautiful. And, like, this is so different than really anything she ever wears. And I thought she looked great.
Yeah. I mean, she does look great. And it's very...
Chanel.
Theme is 5 out of 5. It looks great on her. And I guess she's giving us like a little female Carl.
Yeah.
With the white hair.
I just,
and the tie.
I just loved it. And I was gathering that in order to be in theme, just wearing black and white will do that.
There's a lot of black and white.
And so it was that, the Chanel chameleons. I thought this was like literally gorgeous. Like I think she looks great.
But it doesn't like tickle. It doesn't itch the thing in your brain that it's like, I'm obsessed with it. That's just a matter of personal taste, but she looks great and on theme and lovely.
Agreed. Jenna Ortega.
Jenna Ortega's wearing Tom Brown. I think she looks amazing and perfect.
And I think Tom Brown, like, every time someone wears something that I hate, it's always Tom Brown, like Courtney and Travis last year. So it's nice to see Tom Brown, like, killing it. I love this, by the way. Like, it's so, it's Chanel, like, the tweed, the chain, but it's also giving, like, Marie Antoinette silhouette. She looks great. One thing about me is, like, every time I see something, Jenna Ortega, like, an interview, like, she seems so fucking rude. Have you, like, seen?
I've seen, there's like, articles that she's rude and that she.
What is that?
I don't know.
So I'm trying to separate the art from the artist here, because, like, I'm like, girl, be nice.
Yeah.
Be grateful. She's just giving, like, honestly, bratty energy. Maybe it's just, like, I don't get her personality. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because she might have, like, a dark sense of humor.
Right, like Wednesday vibes.
There were, like, articles that she was, like, tough to work with on set and shit like that.
And then she did an interview. She did Armchair Expert, a podcast where she was talking about how, like, she literally went into the writer's room and, like, rewrote as she wrote Wednesday. And it's like, okay. She was just, like, and I don't follow her. So the only things I see about her are against my will. And maybe they're just, like, you know, misquoting her or taking things out of context. But I'm just like, okay, she's kind of bratty.
I only watched half of the first episode of Wednesday.
Literally same.
But I feel like this reputation that she has actually doesn't harm her career, because it's kind of in line with the character.
Right, like dark energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like she talks like Wednesday talks. She's kind of like method acting, so she can get away with it.
It's actually like a fair point.
You know, but if she were playing like, you know, a sweet angel, and then we found out that she's the devil, and then everyone would be like, this Jenna.
Right, right.
But instead, Jenna's just Wednesdaying.
So method.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Okay, next. Pedro Pascal and Valentino. I have a really hard time judging men's looks, because for me, I'll always be good in a suit and tie.
Same.
Always will work for me.
I'll say this. It's a lot of red.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I don't get men's fashion, and I'm happy to skip.
Happy to skip most of the men unless someone made an impact.
Yeah, I think the best dressed man was Bad Bunny. Like,
yeah.
So I love all white. I love a train. Like, who knew a man scarf train? Like, lived for it. Best dressed for men for me.
Yeah. Probably. We'll keep going, though. I also like Jared Leto as Choupette, even though I'd rather see Brupette up there shaking that thang.
I have a hot take. I think Jared Leto looked incredibly fucking stupid.
As the cat?
Yeah.
Someone had to do it.
Doja Cat did. And that was, like, in a really cool way.
So two people did it.
No, his was just, like, stupid. I feel like he's always just, like, doing the most. Somebody posted in Toast After Dark, the best call of all time.
I saw it.
Jared Leto is Tom Sandoval. Like, doing the most and thinking, like, ha ha, look at me. Like, shut up. I'm just in a mood today. I'm sorry. I got off a plane last night.
I don't have beef with Jared Leto like that.
I do. I do. And
I thought, like, Choupette, when that cat mascot came on the carpet, I thought it was, like, Gay Shark. Like, someone, you know, Vogue intern wearing it. It would have been better that way. And, like, if Choupette was, like, photobombing stuff. It's weird that he committed in such a way.
Yeah.
But I was glad that someone did it.
Agreed.
So it didn't bother me.
Agreed.
Next. Next, we have Gigi Hadid in Givenchy.
I'm sorry. Like, this is so stunning. Her hair and makeup is perfect. Like, this body, it's just, it's, like, actually offensive, like, to look at it. I love. Like, love, love, love. She always, like, slays. She never looks, like, the best ever, and she never looks the worst. She's always, like, middle top.
Middle top and always in theme.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because everyone wants to dress her.
I know. It's probably, it's like, easy. Who should I go with this year? Like, it's fielding offers left, right, and center. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Next, Kendall Jenner in Marc Jacobs.
Oh, this was Marc Jacobs? So random. Wait, this is weird. Kendall Jenner and Marc Jacobs and Wolford tights.
Yeah, that is weird, because they were, like, nude pantyhose.
Well, the brand probably, like, was involved, like, donated money in some way. And I have to say, I was looking at her legs. I'm like, damn, is she wearing tights? I need those tights. So
honestly, you guys, nude pantyhose don't sleep on them.
No,
it people gives you do a nice looking leg. You don't have to shave if you don't want to. You don't have to worry about, like, you know, sometimes I get really pale. I get purple.
Yeah, no, like, and blotchy spray tan too.
No, I'm telling you guys, bring back nude tights.
Wow, I'm, like, looking at this outfit so differently now, knowing it was Marc Jacobs. I just assumed it was, like, Versace, because she's wearing the big boots that everyone's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Versace girls were wearing, like, big clunky platforms. So I just assumed that was it. And it doesn't change the way I feel. I mean, it's so cool.
It's so cool. She looks amazing. And, like, she's one of my top people. I just have to ask myself, if someone else wore this, like, what I would say about them. And I don't think I would say all the things that I'm saying right now.
I agree. From certain angles from the side, I actually really did not like the shoes. They were, like, too big. But from this
they're
photo,
they're, like, very, like, Dolls Kill.
Yeah, it's giving, like, emo. What's that festival that everyone goes to listen to, like, Fall Out Boy?
Emo Fest?
No, like, back in the day.
Warped Tour.
Yes, it's giving Warped Tour, okay? from certain angles. In this photo, when you can't see them from the side, I do like them. But yes, some of it is like a little too, you know?
Yeah, no, but I think she looks great.
Perfection.
And Carl would have loved.
Carl would have loved the bell sleeve. I love. She looked
the legs for days.
Someone tall needed to wear this.
Yeah.
And she was the perfect person. And it's perfect. I love the collar. Also, people are saying it's giving you got Chris'd. Do you know what that means?
No.
So there was this trend on TikTok where people would like prank everyone and be like, oh my God, Anna Wintour fell down the steps, like something crazy. And people would be like, oh my God. And before the video ended, it'd be like, you just got Chris'd. And it would be a picture of Kris Jenner from the, remember when they used to make music videos on their family vacations? Yeah. Gitchy. She's wearing like literally she's wearing this, a shirt that has like a bedazzled collar. And people are saying it's giving you got Chris'd. If you know, you know.
So niche.
So niche, yeah.
Okay, next we have Kim Kardashian and Schiaparelli.
I think it's Schiaparelli.
It probably is.
I have such a hot take. I fucking hate this look.
Everything about it?
No, it could have been fixed if she ripped off that necklace. Like, it's too much. What's with the undergarments on the side, like giving... I hate this look.
I just really am confused by the shapewear thing. Like, yes. The high undies. Like, it's distracting. Mm-hmm. I also, like... Why was she wearing a jacket? I wish she put the jacket down for a second.
You know what? I actually think the jacket is beautiful. If they
the jacket is beautiful, but a lot of people, they wear the jacket on the bottom mm-hmm. steps. Then they drape it on the second steps. Then they put it down on the third steps. Like, and she's just like clinging to that jacket for dear life. I want to see the rest of the dress.
I hate this. Like, I can't get over it. What is with the neck?
The neck didn't bother me so much. I think it had the potential to be like 10 out of 10, but just... There's something about it. You know what? It's kind of reminding me of Courtney's Tom Brown dress with the gauzy middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Ace bandage middle.
Like, at first I was trying to like look into it and be like, you know, what is Kim trying to say here? She's the queen of shapewear. She's giving Skims. Like, but you know what? I just think it's a bad dress. Like, and I think I'm just going to chalk it up to that. Like, I do not like this at all. Like, if the beading had gone over
the whole dress
and she took the necklace off and maybe had the coat on and then off and got her hair out of her face. Like, it's just a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I like it. I don't love it. Yeah. And she's another one that like everything that she wears, I'm going to lean towards liking it
yep.
because I like her.
Yep.
And so I was just like, it doesn't seem so cohesive for me.
Yeah.
But she looks beautiful. I hope she was like more comfortable than she usually is.
So true.
And I hope she had like a more pleasant getting ready experience.
Because it wasn't so. Because
like some celebrities literally like. Train for the Met Gala. Like last year, she literally trained for the Met Gala. She was
the
like
Mugler one.
2 days bleaching her hair. Like literally, it takes a week usually for her to go from brunette to blonde. They did it in 3 days. Like I don't think she slept. It was like crazy.
And then the Mugler corset where she had to like literally rearrange her bones.
Right. And then there are other celebrities who just like literally roll out of bed. They sit in the makeup chair and they show up at the red carpet. And like that's pleasant.
That's okay experience.
Too. And I just hope she can like one day have just a fun experience. I feel like this was better. And she was with North.
Yeah.
North so was in the car.
Both Kylie and Kim walked out with the kids, Stormy and North, and then left them in the car.
But did they come into the event?
I feel like you have to be 21 to be in the event. That's why Charli D'Amelio couldn't go and Just Dixie went. Or you have to be 18, something like that.
So maybe they were in the car for fun. That's like a fun car ride.
Yeah. Sort of. I hope they left the air conditioning on.
Yeah. No, yesterday was like a nice day.
It was weird with the kids. Like,
yeah.
I didn't get it.
Let's do Kylie just to round out the sisters because it was just the three sisters this year. Chris
Where
didn't
the
go.
Fuck was Chris?
Chris always goes.
With Tommy Hilfiger.
I don't know.
That was like... That wasn't okay.
And I feel like Courtney and Chloe could have gone if they wanted to, but didn't care enough to go how I feel.
I feel like Chloe had a bad time last year and Courtney doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it was weird not to see Chris.
Yeah.
Like if anything, like even before Kim always goes, Kendall always goes. And even before Kylie, Chris always goes.
Yeah.
Confusing. Kylie's look was really pretty. I don't understand how it was thematic. Maybe it was and somebody can explain it to me. It was just a really like stunning dress, but.
She looked beautiful. And have you seen that interview of her, that quote of hers that's like going around, someone interviewed them at the top of the carpet and she was just talking about how she's like ready to have fun inside, drink some tequila.
Yes.
And I feel like she's like cruising for a boyfriend. Was Timothy Chalamet there?
I don't think so.
Oh, because she was acting like she was just feeling single.
Right,
she
like ready to go.
Anything to that effect. But that was the vibe I was getting. Like she wanted to
single
meet
energy.
Some eligible men.
I love that for her. I think that's an extremely good place to meet someone if you're Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved how Kylie looked. I'm in my Kylie era. She could do no wrong.
She looked stunning.
Me. I agree. I don't understand how it was on theme. I'm sure in some way that it was.
I'm sure it referenced some look from the 80s that we don't know. I love that
the jacket turned into the cape.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked beautiful and was feeling herself.
It was, and her hair and makeup were perfect.
And also, when someone is feeling themselves, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes how they look.
Maybe that's why Kendall always looks good, because she's just like always feeling herself because she's a model.
But in some of the red carpet footage, they show you the person posing. Yes. And like they fix a little this, and you can tell they're like a little uncomfortable. And which, I mean, most people would be. It's a lot of pressure. But when someone's just like effortlessly like, here I am, I feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell.
Yeah, no, Kylie was feeling herself. I completely agree.
Next, Anne Hathaway in Versace.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Like, yep. I knew immediately how it was on theme. It was, who was it? Versace.
Versace, but so you also looks know like immediately how it's Versace.
Yeah, because like the clips, it was like a perfect collab of like Chanel vibes. Her hair is perfect. She's such a queen. Like, I can't get over it.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Agreed. There's Love. Not much else to say.
There's not much else to say. Like the gloves that are like ripped off sleeves, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
I love her. Not crazy about the necklace, but like I don't want to nitpick.
You're very anti-necklace.
Yeah, because it's just like sometimes like it's okay to take something off, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that what Coco Chanel herself said?
Yeah, like take off the last dumb thing you put on before you leave the house. That was literally me at Stagecoach. I like had a hat, a necklace, a bandana, and like in bejewels in my hair. And Shannon was like, take the fucking hat off.
100%.
Like, just take something off.
I texted Snitch day two. I was like, take the hat off.
Yeah.
The hat was good day one, but you don't need to wear a hat every day.
Agreed.
Like then you're just Mrs. Hat.
Right.
Speaking of hats, Jennifer Lopez and Ralph Lauren. She went with Ralph Lauren the year before, and it was a hat situation again, because I remember I said she wore that like Western dress with a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And I said she should have taken the hat off.
So the thing with this is like, I don't have one valid critique. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's so like, I don't know. This is what I was saying before. Like, these are just like really rich, perfect, like stunning, beautiful people who have access to the best of everything. And like, yeah, this is the best hair. This is the best makeup. This is the best dress. And it's like, meh.
What if Kendall were wearing it?
Stunning. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like this is what J-Lo always wears, like a sexy gown, you know?
Yeah.
It's like unoriginal to me. But then if she changed it up, I would have been like, just go back to a sexy gown.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I can't critique this in any other way than meh.
Yeah. And the hat?
It's not bothering me as much as it's bothering you.
No, it's not bothering me. And I feel like if she took the hat off, it wouldn't be enough of a costume look.
Yeah. It's just like, meh.
Yeah. And meh. I don't love when a dress top is like a bathing suit.
I agree. You know? It's tacky-o.
Put clothes on.
I agree.
And I would say that to anyone. Like, yeah. And it, like, yeah. If,
no, it's giving.
If Snitch was wearing this dress, I'd say, like, stop with the bathing suit top.
No, it's giving like that brand that everyone wears, like 437 Swim or whatever.
Yeah, where the tits just like. Hang out. They're just like, they're only being supported by a piece of rope. Like,
I agree.
I don't like that.
That halter vibe. Agree.
Personally.
Okay, Doja Cat. Perfection.
Yeah.
Like literal perfection. She's wearing right Oscar de la Renta.
The right person. I don't think everyone could pull this off if everyone showed up like, if other people had showed up like a cat.
With the Cindy Lou Who prosthetic nose. It's perfect.
Kendall could have showed up like a cat.
Yes. Yes. But,
and so could Doja. I really, really do like it. And you have to remember like it's a costume institute. So when someone, I feel like it could go either way and someone gets too costumey and it's a joke and it's terrible. But when you do it right, it's really awesome.
No, this is perfect. Like, I don't have one complaint.
I agree.
It's really stunning.
I agree.
Now, Salma Hayek.
I didn't see her until now.
Salma Hayek is married to the man who owns every brand at, like, Salma Hayek's husband funds the Met Gala. He owns Gucci. He owns everything. Yeah. So therefore, she has access to whatever she wants. And this is just horrible. It's horrible for someone with the access. It's horrible for someone without the access. This is terrible.
Yeah, I would say it's not great, especially with the access. Given the access.
Given what we know,
yeah,
it's even worse.
Yeah, and because she's like a beautiful woman who will look beautiful in anything.
Yeah, but not this.
Like if Kendall wore it still, I think I would hate it. I would have questions.
I would question it even if I was questioning it with Kendall.
Okay, Lil Nas X in Dior.
What's Dior? Like, he's not wearing any clothes. Like, what is Dior?
I think he's wearing undies.
The undies are Dior? I mean, the makeup is gorgeous. I kind of get it. I guess it's on theme. It's costumey. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's nice to look at. It's cool.
It's cool.
Oh, and Kylie was wearing Jean Paul Gaultier.
And she's like the new face.
She's the new face. I always confuse him with John Galliano.
Jackie, me fucking too. Because it's like there's two Johns. There's two Johns in fashion. And one of them is like a Hitler loving Nazi. And the other is just like a nice guy trying to do his job. I'm sure he's problematic too. But whenever I see Jean Paul Gaultier, I'm like, this bitch is not wearing John motherfucking Galliano right now.
I know. I have to like go through my head. I'm like, no, there's another John. Yeah. Put it together.
I'm so glad, Jackie. Take I have a beat. The same thing. You like the beat? Just hang on.
Next, Aubrey Plaza and Stella McCartney. The look is fine. We need to talk about Chloe Fineman's interview.
Okay. I just want to say, I think this look is like so basic and ugly. Yeah. Like, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. I'm not here to talk about the look. I'm here to talk about the interview.
The moment's going viral with Aubrey Plaza and
Chloe Fineman, Stella McCartney, and Madeline Klein.
Okay. So I feel like a lot of people, I feel like other people are misunderstanding it. Like, literally 3 weeks ago, Aubrey Plaza hosted SNL with Chloe Fineman. Chloe Fineman, like, obviously knows her name. I feel like they're friends. And she was like, and you're, like, Audrey what? Like, I felt like it was a joke. And okay. I think maybe even, like, Stella was joking, too. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel like I thought it was a joke. Because, like, you know these, like, Chloe Fineman, Aubrey Plaza, they have, like, such weird senses of humor. Like, yeah. That I personally don't understand.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a joke.
Okay. I could say that maybe Audrey who is a joke because they probably know each other. Yeah. But Stella McCartney telling Chloe Fineman she's not taking it seriously was not a joke.
Yeah. Did you feel like maybe Chloe Fineman was drunk?
No, I just think she was not the right person for the job.
Yeah. Also, totally random, but I found out, like, I was stalking, like, I was doing some recon on TikTok this morning. Did you know Chloe Fineman's a Scientologist?
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that just interesting?
That is surprising.
Because she's, like, newly famous, and I feel like, I don't know, I just found that surprising.
And she's in New York. I didn't know they have a big, you know, outreach here.
Yes, it's in Times Square. Big ass thing.
Oh.
I just went to an event that was like right next door. I was like, damn.
Damn.
It's on like by all the Broadway theaters. It looks like a Broadway theater.
I think it was a really weird moment.
Yeah, I mean, this is just an ongoing conversation we're having about like what are we saying? What maketh a host? I think like Vogue has really invested in Emma Chamberlain. And I think her red carpet interviews are very good. And I think that's an example of like an influencer / celebrity thriving in a position where they're being given an opportunity to host. But I don't think that's working for everyone. And I don't think it was working for Chloe Fineman. And I think people are like, oh, she's funny. Like she can do it. But no, like, no.
Because I don't need the host to be like really funny because yeah. It's not about you.
Exactly.
Like, it's good if you are funny and then, you know, when you have your moments, you have your moments. But, like, I don't need a comedian hosting.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're in this weird place now where, like, everyone is starting to, like, really point out how all these celebrities / influential people becoming hosts, it's, like, not working out anymore. Like, we took it too far. We took it one step too far. And I feel like now everyone's noticing it. And that's why, like, those clips of, like, Chloe are going viral.
Yeah.
Like, these little awkward moments that maybe no one would have really picked up on. But now it's like, well, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
No, and especially for this event, like, there's so much knowledge that you have to have about the theme.
Fashion.
And the exhibit and the celebrities and just the history. And you need a professional.
Yeah. Agreed.
And, like, Chloe Fineman has a different job that she's very good at.
Right. I will say, I do think Lala Anthony is another one of those people who is doing a good job. That's because she has a background in hosting. She actually is a professional host. And she's like low-key friends with everyone. Like every person there has a story they want to tell. They're like, oh, I saw you last week. Like, she's really good. She's good. And I'm glad they used her again. Like, they worked out last year and they're doing it again.
Yeah. Bad Bunny in Jacquemus.
Loved,
as we stated. And his girlfriend, Miss Kenny, was there. They were, like, seen together.
Oh, they were seen together all week. Like, they're so cute.
They're so together.
And they're a good-looking couple. Like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, agreed. Billie Eilish.
Cute.
Yeah, she looks very Billie and also very Met.
She looks very Billie.
I think it really works for her.
Yeah.
I didn't see Olivia Rodrigo before in Tom Brown.
It's cute. It's very Chanel. I hate the hair. Oh, my God.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it.
She doesn't like it.
Oh, Bradley Cooper was there.
Just wearing a black tux. Hot.
He looks great. That's my favorite man outfit.
Literally doing the least and also doing the most.
Yeah. And he's wearing sunglasses that are okay.
They're like aviator shaped.
Yeah. But they're a little weird.
Now, surprisingly, I think one of the worst dressed people ever was Giselle. Giving season one Real Housewife at her reunion, doing the most. Hate.
Okay. I think it's not my favorite. I wish we could have seen the dress.
Oh, and by the way, sorry. She's in Chanel.
I wish we could have seen the dress without the cape for 1 second.
Yeah.
The cape would be dropped. But I did see an old photo. Like, she modeled this dress cool. when it came out. So that's cool.
Still, I hate it.
She looked like glowing and like she's having fun. But I didn't love this dress on her. Maybe on
Kendall.
No, not on Kendall. I wouldn't have loved it on Kendall either. It's almost like a little too covered up.
No, I don't. I literally just, there's nothing I like about this.
Yeah. Like, if Kris Jenner went, she could wear it.
It's perfect for an older woman. I guess Gisella is an older woman.
Stop. That's not why she's wearing that.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah. Next, we have Priyanka Chopra Jonas and Nick Jonas.
And I think they just look stupid. Like, I'm like really feeling like in a bad mood. I'm sorry. I just feel like they look silly. Like,
I don't think they look stupid because I think they look normal and fine and they didn't like do anything creative.
Maybe
or crazy.
It's just like this is a bad picture, but they look like so, like not in sync. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Like, I think they just did her dirty with this photo. Like, her leg is not fully popped. And I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't think there's anything to dislike, and I don't think there's anything to like. That's how I feel.
And honestly, like, he looks like her son in this photo. Like, the way he's, like, holding on to her and, like, is so much shorter than her. He's like, mommy. Like,
mommy.
It's giving mommy energy. And, like, not in, like, the sexy, like, mommy-daddy way. Like, just in, like, so cute. Like, I brought my son to the Met Gala.
Yeah, which, like, so did Kate Moss.
She brought her daughter, yeah.
Next, Cara Delevingne in Karl Lagerfeld.
There's like a lot, I feel, like pressure for Cara Delevingne to be like the it girl of the moment tonight. She was Karl's muse. Karl discovered her. Karl thought she was like the best, greatest thing that ever happened. And this is cute.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. She should have been best dressed and she's not.
Yeah.
But she looks good and cool and like Cara.
And she looks healthy.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's doing really well and I'm happy for her, so I don't want to say anything negative.
Yeah.
But like, but I don't want to say anything negative, but like this outfit sucks.
It's not for me, but like she has her own style.
Yes, you yes. know? Very edgy.
So she looks cool.
I would have preferred to see her in like classic Chanel as opposed to like Karl Lagerfeld brand.
Yeah, but some of the classic Chanel looks like Margot Robbie, for example.
Boring.
Gave nothing.
Boring.
Gave nothing.
I agree.
Next, we have Lizzo in Chanel.
I love, by the way, I think this is so cute. And so simple. And I love her gloves. I think Lizzo looked great. I love the hair. No complaints. Love.
You like the micro bangs, which is a trend.
Oh, those are micro bangs. You know what? They're not bothering me. Usually it's like, I didn't even notice. Usually it's the first thing I see. I'm like, oh, micro bangs. I hate the whole look.
Yeah.
No, I love this.
I like the dress a lot.
I think she's wearing little booties, which I hate. But
ooh, yeah.
The shoes are giving like Steve Madden energy.
Yeah, like, but Jeffrey Campbell, we're going to the club.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm choosing to look past it because I think she looks great. Like, really, this is a very, very beautiful and flattering dress.
I agree. Next, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban in Chanel.
Nicole Kidman's one of those people who you were like, she just put on a dress and did her hair. And like, she looks pretty. I like that he's, you know, doing his like English tuxedo thing. These two are so like giving nothing, but giving everything.
They're great. There has to be like people there who just like
show up in
Chanel and they look beautiful and they are not like reinventing the wheel.
I will say this like blush moment and then a big black shoe. I hate.
Mm.
She should have worn like an off-white. Yeah, but I'll live. I'll survive.
Elle Fanning and Vivian Westwood.
You know, a lot of people were upset Vivian Westwood was not like the honoree this year. Like it should have been her because she like died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or did Carolina Herrera die? No, it was Vivian Westwood. So I think this is like nice. I don't know. I'm just chalking this up to something I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a model who walked in a show who looked just like this.
Right. It's giving bridal couture.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I respect it.
But it also is giving Regina George.
Yes, neck brace.
Neck brace with the things on the sides.
Totally. Maybe that was the inspo.
Maybe. But she's a cutie, and I think it's good to take chances when you're Elle Fanning.
Yeah, yeah. It's so easy to take chances when you're Elle Fanning.
Mm-hmm. Next, as stated previously, Margot Robbie, who looks gorgeous, yet boring.
There's nothing wrong with this, but there's nothing right with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot right with it. Like, it's a beautiful dress for an award show.
Yeah, it's on theme.
Award show.
She like doesn't slay red carpets that much. She's very basic.
No. Yeah, she doesn't have like, I feel, the right stylist for her.
She also is locked into a Chanel contract. Like,
so she should be best dressed.
No, Chanel red carpet is like
at this.
Oh yes, at this event. Yes, 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 yes.
Agreed. Next, Emily Ratajkowski in Tory Burch.
Cute.
she's like, she can't look bad in anything.
No, it's like a pretty dress.
But I feel like when you can't look bad in anything, like, it's also really hard to look amazing, because everyone just says like, oh, you just look amazing because you're
Emily Ratajkowski.
And like, if Kendall was wearing this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might feel a little differently.
Well, it's so important. Like, the litmus test for today is like, but what if Kendall was wearing
it? No, that's what I had to ask myself all night last night, because I could feel myself being biased. I'm like, do I just not like her?
No, I'm so biased, because one thing about me, like, I'm so invested in these celebrities' lives, and like, I fucking hate some of these people, you know? So yeah. I just hate what they're wearing.
Yeah. So you have to
and
put it on.
That's because I'm toxic. Like, I can own that.
You have to put it on Kendall.
Yeah.
Next, Mindy Kaling.
My fucking queen. I love this bitch
so
much.
She looks amazing.
She looks amazing. This dress is so beautiful.
Love the dress.
I'm just like so annoyed with the way people are talking about Mindy Kaling these days. Like, I was telling you, I was on Twitter. I was following the entire Met Gala on Twitter on my phone last night while I was on the plane. And I was seeing looks. And it's like every person got an article, you know, Page Six. Like, Margot Robbie stuns in Chanel. And so for Mindy Kaling, it's like, Mindy Kaling shows off weight loss. It's like, okay, first of all, she's been this weight now for a long amount of time. Like, can we move on from it? It's like, why is it about that? Like, it's so annoying.
No, and
just,
it's like
let
it's
her
not
live.
Like, she's been hiding for 2 years and then came to the Met Gala to show
she goes everywhere.
She, we saw her last week and the week
she
before.
She was at the White House. Like she's constantly doing things. Like, yeah. It's so fucking annoying. Like, can you talk about anything else? Like, she's an accomplished person.
Yeah, and she looks really great.
She looks amazing. She looks, like, so happy and healthy, and, like, I just fucking love her. And, like, can it be about that? No.
Yeah, no, especially since, like, we know this is how she looks now.
Yeah, it's not like some big, it's not like she's literally been living underground and then she
and
came
then
out
unveiled
and it's like,
whoa,
she
the
lost
Met,
60 pounds.
Right, and then if she had a big coat on and she had mailed at the Met Gala, lost 60 pounds, you could say she showed off her weight loss.
So annoying, like, stop.
Next, we have Paris Hilton in Marc Jacobs with Marc Jacobs.
At her first ever Met Gala.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, but since I just read her book, I was thinking about her recently and I was wondering if she had ever been. Mm-hmm. And she had never been, but it makes sense that this year of all the years would be her first year, because she's really, like, in her elegant businesswoman era.
Yeah, and she looked beautiful. Like, I love this. The makeup was a little heavy, but, like, I got it. It was a part of the look.
Yeah.
She looked gorgeous. And she, like, looked like she was feeling herself, like, on the red carpet. She, like, when you watch the videos of the photos being taken, like, she doesn't look nervous. She's just like, yes, bitch, I am Paris Hilton. I look fucking fabulous. Like, she was really into it.
Yeah, and she's wearing the big shoes, too.
Yes.
Which, like, Kendall was wearing, but these were the heel version, not boots.
Yeah, I like them.
Next, we have Lily Collins.
Lily Collins is always like a high class slay, and that's what this is. It's a high fashion, high class moment, and I would literally never wear this, and I hate the hair, but it's perfect for her.
It's perfect for her.
No complaints.
And she just looks right. You know, this is a look that, like, Anna loves, and that's why she keeps getting invited back.
She literally is always invited.
Yeah. There are people who are just like fashion, who have a face and a body for fashion.
Where was Zendaya?
I don't know.
Speaking of people who are just like fashion girlies.
Right.
Missing in action.
Next, Michelle Yeoh in Karl Lagerfeld.
I love Michelle Yeoh. Perfect. No complaints.
Really perfect.
Yep.
Next, one of my favorites, every year, Naomi Campbell in Chanel.
Beautiful.
I loved this dress when I saw it on E! Red Carpet. I was glad they were taking a lot of time with it and telling us everything about it. She looks amazing. She always looks amazing. And she's another one. I'm like, do I like it or do I like it because it's Naomi Campbell?
Both.
But it's both.
Like, I think this dress would really look pretty. It's like an objectively pretty dress.
Yeah.
But being on Naomi Campbell, like, does make it more beautiful.
But I feel like on someone else, I might be like,
boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think, like, the pink is perfect for her skin tone. Like, I just think nobody else could have worn this dress better.
Agreed. She likes pink.
Like, actually, I think if Kendall wore it, I'd be like, this is boring.
Right. Damn.
Yeah.
Next, we have Emily Blunt in Michael Kors. She looks so Karl Lagerfeld Met theme. Right?
Guess.
I'm not saying that it's my favorite. I'm just saying that I know what year it is.
Like, I feel like when we do these recaps, like, we get to a point where we just have to say, like, this is an ugly dress. You know, like, I get it. It's fashion, objective art,
okay,
yada,
no,
yada.
No,
like, this is ugly.
I don't think it's ugly. There are things that are ugly. I haven't seen one yet in this street, in this article. This isn't ugly. It's just like,
like, this is a young, gorgeous woman. Like, what is she wearing?
She's
this, like,
also
old
wearing
lady?
Pants. I think this is pants with a cape behind it. Like, it's hard to see.
It's ugly. And I said what I said.
Yeah. Emma Chamberlain in Miu Miu. Obsessed beyond.
Obsessed. The only complaint I have is, like, her makeup was, like, a little heavy. Like, the eyes were a little too dark for my taste. But she slays. She never fucking misses a beat. And it must be so exciting for her to, like, always be able to go first. Like, I know the Met Gala has started when Emma Chamberlain arrives because she's the red carpet correspondent at the top. So she has to be there first. And she's just become a staple of this event, which is so crazy because, lest we not forget, she's a YouTuber at her core. I love this look, and I love Emma Chamberlain, and I'm loving this journey for her.
I love it. I don't have one note. I think the makeup is perfect. Everything.
Gorgeous. Tailored to perfection.
Next, we have new mama Keke Palmer.
God, the way I would take a bullet for this woman. The way she looks so good. When did she give birth? A month ago? Like, she is so snatched. This dress, this hair, this cape. I'm definitely biased because I love this woman, but there's not a single thing. I love that she's not wearing any jewelry. Like, it's so simple. I'm obsessed.
Obsessed. Agreed.
Like, I can't.
And she spoke to E that I saw her interview, and she's just having fun. She's like, after being a mom, that's the hardest thing. This is a breeze.
100%.
So I think she was having fun. Mom's night out.
And I think whoever did the hair, like, deserves an award. Mm-hmm. The hair is perfect.
Yep. Next, we discussed Jared Leto, and then he had two looks. He was the mascot and then the gothic king. He's also playing Carl in a film.
Oh.
Coming up, which is a good casting.
Okay.
So there's information that maybe you didn't know.
No, I didn't
that
know.
That I gleaned from E. Red
It's
carpet.
Important. Mm-hmm. Just like one thing about me, like, now I'm letting my bias get in the way. Like, I find Jared Leto annoying. Like, I'm sorry.
Right. We know. We know.
So I can't really give like an unbiased critique here.
Okay. Let's move on to Janelle Monáe in Thom Browne. It was
very
a
cool.
Multi-moment look, and I loved it.
It was very, very cool.
It was super cool. It was super Carl and fun, and also so her, because she does this a lot.
She's like, always like monochromatic black and white,
you
know, looks.
No, but she's also very campy. Where, like, remember at, I think, actual camp, she had like that dress.
That had was, like the blinking eye.
Yeah. I love this.
Yeah, I agree. This red carpet theme was made for her, and she crushed.
Mm-hmm. I think she was a big muse of Carl's too.
Yeah. And I feel like her whole aesthetic is very just like Carl inspired black and white. Like, she's so.
Yeah.
She's so Carl.
Yeah.
Now, on the opposite spectrum, somebody whose outfit deserves jail is Mary J. Blige.
Yep.
I'm shocked. Like, this is probably my worst dressed, which is crazy because, like the way.
And
like,
If Kendall wore it,
worst dressed. Like, I'm like, my bias is so real, and everyone knows. Like, they said I'd never be a leader. They say I'd never wear a crown. Like, I love Mary J. Blige, and I fucking hate this.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit right. It's just ugly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure somebody could argue how it's in theme, but it's not giving theme.
Well, the flower, the camellia flowers.
Sure.
Next. Oh, Madeline Klein and Stella McCartney. I saw the interview, but I didn't actually see the look.
It's really pretty.
It's award show. Nice looking.
It's award show. Nice looking. And this is what we were saying at the beginning of the show. Like, people who just were invited one year and keep getting invited back. Like, this wasn't a particularly like dazzling year for Madeline Klein.
She was in that movie Glass Onion.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. No, she was. Okay, fair. I'm just like, oh, that's like random. It just felt like, oh, you again.
Yeah.
Kind of like Lily Reinhart keeps getting invited.
All the Riverdale people. Yeah.
Was she there, Lily Reinhart?
None of them were there.
Okay.
I think they're filming.
Yeah.
Viola Davis.
Perfection.
In Valentino. Obsessed Beyond.
Perfection. Like, so.
Gorgeous.
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 Oh, another potential best look for me is Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, this is really, she's so cool and like effortless, and not everyone could pull this off.
No.
Like, honestly, I don't even think Kendall could pull it off. Like, that's, this is really something else. Thom Browne, like, low key killing it.
Yeah. That's crazy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, who do we have? I'm still scrolling.
Me too. We don't need to talk about like some of these irrelevance.
Yeah. Agreed.
Wow, I feel like maybe we went through them all.
I feel like there were more.
Oh, I actually really liked Amanda Seyfried, even though it's like not even remotely on theme.
It's VMAs.
And it's not like original. I feel like this is quite literally like Taylor Swift wore this dress.
Yeah.
And somebody else did this hair. Like, it's so kind of, it's giving like basic energy.
It's the wrong event. And I also think it's the wrong person.
I agree.
But it does feel like Taylor Swift, something she would wear.
Yeah.
Which is a compliment.
Yeah, of course. Miranda Kerr looked beautiful.
Oh, I didn't see her. She
Miranda Kerr's a sleigh and a half.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She looks beautiful.
So now that we're rounding out like the people, give me your best dressed and your worst dressed. Oh, sorry. Honorable mention to Nicola Peltz.
Yeah. I barely saw her photo, and now I'm just seeing the one with her in Brooklyn. They always look great, and they always look really simple, and they don't do the most.
No, but she's on theme. She looks so, I love what she's wearing.
Yeah.
I love her hair too.
I agree. But she's another one. Like, she could really wear.
She could do no wrong.
Anything.
And you know, she just pulled that necklace out of her mom's closet, and it's like $6 million.
Yeah. Okay. So best dressed.
Yeah. Who's your best dressed?
Out of who we've spoken about so far. Anne Hathaway. Is amongst.
Anne Hathaway is my best dressed, for sure.
But I feel like there were so many other people who I liked in this
article. Do you have a worst dressed?
Well, someone who's like consistently my worst dressed is, what's his name? Ben Platt.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about his outfit?
He wasn't on that thing. I just, maybe I'm biased again because he wore a big Jewish star necklace. I kind of liked it.
So I didn't love the outfit when I saw it, but then I saw his red carpet interview with E! And I really liked his interview. And he's just very like succinct and well-spoken. He was talking about his new show.
Parade.
He was talking about anti-Semitism. And he was like very brief and very powerful.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to scale back on my Ben Platt.
That's where the bias comes in. Like, I get it.
But I feel like he's one of those people, like he goes every year now. And it's like, why?
Actually, I disagree. Well, I don't know if he goes every year. I'm saying him being invited this year, like he's in a Broadway production. This is New York Met Gala. He's like the talk of the theater town, kind of how Lea Michele was there. Like, I actually think him being invited is extremely appropriate.
What do you think about Lea Michele's outfit?
It was pretty. It's Michael Kors. It's very basic. She always does Michael Kors. Like, she's like at some partnership with him. The hair was giving Fanny Bryce. It was giving Barbara Streisand. Like, she's so obvious. Like, it was cute.
I thought she looked great.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was cute. But there were a lot of people who weren't there.
Okay, like who?
Like Kaia Gerber.
Yeah, Austin Butler.
I feel like we didn't have a lot of couple moments. The one couple moment that we did have was Suki Waterhouse and Rob Pattinson.
Oh my God, I can't believe we almost didn't talk about
their
that.
Red carpet debut as a couple. And I didn't know they were
so
back together.
Fucking, they've been. I don't think they ever broke up. Like,
I thought that he dated FKA Twigs after Suki.
No. I think like him and Suki were friends, FKA, and then he's been with Suki ever since. Not only like have they never shown up anywhere together, they are so fucking touchy. Like, I was literally getting like riled up. I'm like, yes, grab her. Like, they both looked amazing, by the way.
They looked amazing, and neither one of them alone, I would have remarked on their outfits. Together, they're best dressed.
She is so lucky. Like, I'm so jealous.
But so
like,
is he.
I try not to harbor like a lot of jealousy.
And Bradley Cooper was there.
And Kristen Stewart.
And Kristen Stewart. People are loving Kristen Stewart's outfit.
Yeah, it's very, she was also one of, she's like a big face of Chanel. I think she was like very, you know, Carl was very inspired by her. I personally would never wear it, but I get that whole like androgynous, like I get it. I respect it, but it's not like my favorite.
Yeah, I thought it looked like Harry Styles. And where was Harry Styles?
Yeah.
He's on tour.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people weren't there, missing. But it didn't feel absent of A-listers like that one year.
For the first year in a long time, Blake Lively did not go.
Because she just had a baby.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah. She's been, like, out and about at events, so.
Sure. Yeah, she did go to Tiffany. Hailey Bieber.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bieber.
And Justin, yeah.
That's a miss for the community.
Yeah. And I feel like, 2 years ago when they did, like, that September one, there were a lot of A-listers missing, and I really feel like it was because you had to be vaccinated, and I think a lot of these Hollywood folks, like, don't, like, you know, they're very, like, green, and they don't put, like, chemicals in their bodies or whatever. So that I understood. I actually understood
why. That one
why.
Was, like, a free-for-all, the people who were able to attend.
Right, it's like, I got a vax card, let me in. Like, it was very much, like, the bar was lowered.
Yes.
And now the bar has been raised again, and they're back to, like, you know, being strict. But it did feel like notably people were missing. I mean, it's a seventh year in a row we haven't gotten Taylor. Like, come on, bitch, just come. Like,
maybe she has an issue with the event. Like, maybe she had a bad time.
But she was like on the board, and it's like a Blake Lively event. Like, it's always her people.
But it's also a Kardashian event.
I know, but it wasn't when she used to go.
But like, remember when Demi Lovato went and she said she had a terrible time and she'll never go in? Like, yeah. I feel like that's very real for some people.
For sure. It must be like so intimidating. Like,
yeah, especially if you don't have your peeps. Ben Platt was saying in his interview he was more excited this year because his co-star was with him, and he's never really had a buddy in the event.
You know, that's why it's like
the buddy system is crucial.
So unfair to be a Kardashian. Like, you have like, you're not even a buddy, like your sisters. That's how I feel like when I go on influencer things and like Margo, where you get to go, because it's so unfair.
Yeah.
It's like such a leg up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, are you ready for some more Met Gala news?
If it's the Met Gala news, that's brought to you by Stamps.com.
It is.
When every person, moment, and penny counts to your business, you can't afford to take any of them for granted. And Stamps.com, they get it. Because for the last 25 years, they've been helping businesses like yours save time and money. So you can focus on your business knowing Stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premium discounts and great rates. It's a post office, but it's in your office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through the Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So if you have an online business, you have a side hustle, e-commerce, Stamps.com is a no-brainer. But even for us, We're always using stamps.com. We have like a million boxes coming in and out of here every day. Things I need to send to Jackie's studio. Jackie needs to send to me. We just are always doing things. And like going to the post office is really not an ideal situation. But we bring the post office into our office with stamps.com. They also have premium discounts because running a business isn't cheap, especially when it comes to fulfilling orders for your customers. Luckily, stamps.com has huge carrier discounts up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. For 25 years, stamps.com has been an indispensable resource for over a million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services that you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. There's no lines, no traffic, and no waiting. Set your business up for success and get started with stamps.com today. Sign up with our promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts are required. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TOAST. That's T-O-A-S-T. Today's episode is also brought to you by Liquid Death. I don't know why I can't say Liquid Death. I have to say Liquid Death because that's
they're
like
hardcore.
They're hardcore. So you've probably seen these tall boy cans with skulls on them. Everyone has been drinking Liquid Death. They are actually just their new healthy iced teas, and they're so good. The taste is next level. So they have three new teas, the Armless Palmer, the Grim Leafer, and the Rest in Peach. They look like big old, like, tall cans of beer, but they're actually just iced tea. They're non-alcoholic. They are so good. And their cans of iced tea are healthy, unlike a lot of the other iced teas that are loaded with sugar. These ones are lightly sweetened with 6 grams of premium agave. They have only 30 calories, and they provide a micro dose of 30 milligrams of caffeine for each tall boy. They're also enhanced with B vitamins, 30 calories. They're really big. Like, you're getting a big bang for that 30 calories. So again, the three flavors are Grim Leafer, Rest in Peach, and the Armless Hammer. I happen to love the Rest in Peach. I love a peach tea moment. I just think it's delicious. I love to drink it in the morning, freak people out. When I had a bunch of guest co-hosts in here, I was like drinking them, and they were like, oh, are you drinking alcohol? I'm like,
yeah,
we get crazy here. So we know and love the Liquid Death waters, sparkling waters, flavored sparkling waters, and now their teas are so good. Their new iced tea flavors are available now with free shipping on Amazon and retailers near you. As an added bonus, the Toast listeners get 20% off their first Liquid Death apparel purchase when you go to liquiddeath.com/toast. Some exclusions may apply. That's liquiddeath.com/TOAST.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, our next story, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson reunite, quote unquote, barely, at the Met Gala 9 months after their breakup. The two were photographed talking inside the event with Usher. And, you know, Kim's a big Usher fan. Mm-hmm. She went to his residency twice. Weekends in a row.
I feel like the Met Gala is kind of this, like, annual important thing for Kim and Pete. Like, 3 years ago was when they, like, met and exchanged numbers. 2 years ago, or a year ago, was when they, like, debuted. So it's, like, a thing for them. They appear to be on good terms. Everyone is, like, gagging. I actually feel like he's in a new relationship. She's literally 20 years older than him. Like, I don't feel like there's any hard feelings. Like, it's good. It's all good.
No, but it must be a little awkward. They were so serious. There are so many exes. I was just scrolling through the rest of the article and seeing other people who were there. Like, there were so, like, also his other ex, Margaret Qualley, was there.
Looking horrible. I'm sorry. She's my worst trust. I take it back. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for a young girl who's been given everything in her life to show up at the Met Gala looking like that in a black nightgown. Terrible.
But I feel like she's the kind of star who just is dressed by a designer and has no say.
There's no excuse.
FKA Twigs was there. Robert to see Pattinson. Robert and Suki.
Yeah, that's definitely awkward.
Hollywood. Irina Shayk was there, and Bradley Cooper and Suki.
Irina Shayk was there, like, wearing ballet flats. What was that?
I don't know, but she looked really good. I forget what she was wearing, but I remember enjoying it.
It was like a white bridal dress with, like, ballet slippers. I literally thought she looked horrible.
I can't recall the dress, but I remember liking it.
This is the thing with the Met Gala when, like, you're me. It's like, was the dress horrible or am I just jealous? You know?
No. I don't think it's that. It's, no. It was the dress horrible, or is, like, this person just not someone who's going to impress me?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, I'm not waiting to see what they wore.
That don't impress me much.
Also, Sydney Sweeney. We didn't talk about her.
Oh, yeah. Because the thing is, I have a very high bar for Sydney Sweeney, and she's constantly coming up short. This was fine. I don't know who put that big ugly ass bow in her motherfucking hair and put it on incorrectly, because she looked like she was going to shul and she just got married. That's what you have to wear when you go to shul. You have to put this, like, black lace thing on top of your head. It was such an ugly fucking bow, and it bothered me so much, and then it, like, matched the bow at the end.
I didn't like the bow at the bottom either.
No. It wasn't bad. But I admittedly have a high bar for Sydney Sweeney, as I should, because she's literally that bitch, and she's never being that bitch. Like,
yeah, but I feel like she's another one who it's like, because she's so gorgeous and perfect, the bar is so high, and it's like, she could never meet it.
No, but she could.
Also is just not meeting it.
She's not meeting it, and she could. For a while, she was like looped into
like
this
if turn. She wore what Kendall wore, I wouldn't like it.
She's not tall enough.
Okay.
For a while, like she had this turnt red carpet energy, and it was because she was in this like weird contract with Tory Burch, and like it was like holding her back. And I believe she's out of it, and she's still. So it wasn't Tory. I take it back if we're blaming Tory.
It's better, but it's not where it needs to be.
No. Someone get Maeve in there. Mm-hmm. Somebody get Style Me Maeve in there. Or Danny Michelle. Somebody.
Yeah.
Lux. So, Lux.
Kim and Pete spoke.
Cute. Like, I feel like there's really no weird blood there, honestly. Like, I feel like it's okay.
Something's weird. They broke up just out of the blue one day. I think he proposed, but okay.
Oh, you do?
Like, something. He did something weird.
But he's with Chase Sui now.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, they're not getting back together, but, like, literally, they were head over heels in love with each other. Yeah. She's talking about having more kids, and then the next day, not the next day, but then one day, they're just broken up.
Well, we better find out on Kardashian season two.
Three.
Whatever.
I'm really looking forward to
it. Yeah.
Next, we had a lot of Bebe news on the carpet. Yes. Serena Williams revealed that she's pregnant with baby number two.
My queen.
And Karlie Kloss revealed that she's pregnant with baby number two.
I love this like low drama baby announcement, you know, like no gender reveal, just like, yeah, bitch, I'm at the most fabulous event. Oh yeah, and I'm pregnant. I'm the happiest I've ever been. Eat my ass. Like, I love it, you know?
Yeah,
I totally. Thought Karlie Kloss actually looked great because, you know, one thing about me, like, I am going to make that joke about her looking
camp. She was
camp.
Looking Carl right in the
she
eye.
She was. You know what? She looked very good. She was not looking camp right in the eye, but she was looking Carl right
you
in
know,
the eye.
You know, I loved her outfit. I loved that she was pregnant. I thought she looked beautiful.
And, like, radiant. And I really radiant. Liked it.
And, like, I feel like sometimes, you know, you would think the bump would hinder an outfit. You know, that's how I feel. Like,
no, I disagree.
No. Like, you'd rather be, if you have a big event, like, you'd rather not have a.
No, I actually disagree. I think there's so many ways to, like, dress up a bump and like actually look cuter than you could have looked not pregnant.
I feel like this is an outfit that looks so much cuter pregnant
yes.
than if she like wasn't or someone else wore it.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Me too. And I'm so happy for her and Serena.
Serena.
That's really a really
gotta
cute.
Gotta keep an eye out for Serena.
We are. And you know what the eye says? She's pregnant.
Yeah.
I loved.
Loved. And then, of course, Rihanna had her bump moment, too, when yep. she took off her coat, and we've known. But it was a big night for the bump.
It was a big night for the bump. Yeah. It was nice. Nice to see mothers out there doing their thing. We've got, you know, postpartum girlies like Keke Palmer. Mm-hmm. We've got partum girlies. Does that mean pregnant partum?
It should.
Because your postpartum is pre.
Partum. What does partum mean?
Such a good question.
Partum. Meaning. I feel like it might mean the act of like birth. So if you're pregnant, like you're not.
We're like, no one was giving birth on the carpet. So there weren't any partum girlies. I understand. Now that would be camp if somebody just, you know, rolled out in a hospital bed.
Partum means, it's a Latin word. It means a bearing or bringing forth a birth.
So it's the actual like pushing.
Right.
Okay.
So they're not partum.
Damn. Well, somebody should do that. Maybe that should be the theme next year.
Yeah, someone will because everyone's just trying to constantly outdo.
Yeah, do the most and like be the most original.
It's also so crazy when you watch like the live stream how like no one can actually walk in their outfits. And like there are these handlers who literally have to carry them up the steps. But also like the handlers, like you can feel them like being annoying. And the celebrities are like, get the fuck out of my picture.
Because they're always in the background.
You know, or like they're like telling them something like to move up. And it's like,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, no, it's like chaos. And the cool thing about, well, cool that I think it's cool, but I'm sure the celebrities hate it, is there's really no hierarchy at the red carpet. Like all the celebrities, they wait in a line to, it's not like, oh, Kim's here, she gets to cut. No, it's literally like J-Lo waits behind Janelle Monáe. Janelle Monáe waits behind Viola Davis. Like it's literally total egalitarianism.
I do think some people get special treatment. Like last year, Kim, they set up a changing room for her. She like went to the Met Gala in just like a robe and shapewear because she put on her dress
yeah.
there. And then at the top of the steps, like Ripley's took it back. Mm. So like they gave her something.
Yeah. But for the most part, like it's, I think maybe unless you're a host, like I think maybe Blake Lively gets to cut the line. But not
no,
even.
But they get their hosts get there first.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just like when you see behind the scenes like iPhone footage like on TikTok and it's literally celebrities like in a tent waiting in line to go get their photos taken. It's like it's humbling.
No, but also it's like maybe like Rihanna can come as late as she did. But if it was someone else, they would have not let them in. They were too late.
Like the carpet does eventually close. Well, let's also talk about the cockroach.
The cockroach.
So on brand. Like I love, 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 love that. I was going to make a joke, but I can't. I love that because this is like New York's event, New York's finest. And it has to be authentic. And
no, and I feel like, you know, if you just looked at these photos and the Met and you didn't come to New York, you would say, wow, New York is this like gorgeous, glamorous,
beacon of glamour,
fashion city. But no.
But we got roaches.
We do. We have super roaches.
And the roaches are the great equalizer. Like, no matter who you are, you know, you could be like, you know, in the worst neighborhood or at the Met Gala, and there's a fucking cockroach by your foot. Did you see the photographer who tried to kill it and then it almost crawled literally up his pants?
No.
Oh my God, it's horrifying.
No.
It's horrifying.
That's crazy.
He was photographing. He was literally at like a Getty Images and he was photographing the cockroach. He was like, this is so funny. And then he went to go kill it and he missed it, but he didn't know. Stop, so it literally hopped onto his pants.
Stop.
No, I know. I'm like clenching my ankles just
that's
thinking about
horrible.
It.
That's horrible. And then like the eggs, and now he's going to have like a whole roach family living in his house.
I know. People don't realize this. You're not supposed to step on a cockroach.
Yeah, because then their eggs like
get on your foot
and then you bring them into your house.
Yeah. So if you do, just throw away the shoe. I don't know how you're supposed to kill a cockroach otherwise. Oh, and by the way, these cockroaches, they could survive nuclear war. They ain't surviving your big foot. Like,
no, they can't survive a crush.
No, they can. They'll literally start running again.
Oof.
They'll play dead.
We have to move on.
Okay.
We have to move on, but best dress for sure.
The cockroach.
Yeah.
100%.
Carl would have loved.
Carl would have loved. A little snack for Pouchette.
Pouchette. Choupette.
Whatever. That's a Met Gala recap. Like, we don't really have Fast Five today because it's like we're already at literally an hour and 20 minutes. And what
and
else?
It was like the Fast Five of the Met Gala. I'm excited to see like some footage from inside
after parties,
performers.
Yeah.
Question mark?
Question mark.
So it looks like it looked cool. It was fun. It was fun to be a part of it. I thought overwhelmingly everyone looked really, really nice.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, I'm just in a negative mood today.
It got to like a really dumb place for a while, especially with camp.
People didn't know what to do.
And then like two American Gilded Glamours lexicon.
Oh, yeah.
And people like did not know what to do. So I feel like this theme was perfect. Everyone adhered to it. Everyone looked really nice and really elegant. And the Met Gala like feels like a prestigious event once again.
Yeah.
What?
I'm loving. Did you see that tweet going around? I think actually you sent it to me. Karl Lagerfeld, you would have loved Ozempic.
Oh my God.
So funny.
So true.
So true. So that's our show. That's our recap. Jax, such a pleasure to be back with you. Like, really, there are truly no words.
It's a pleasure to be back.
It's a what?
It's a pleasure. You know, I said
podcast with you.
I said thank you to Olivia during the episode yesterday, and she goes, "It's a pleasure," but not even because she listens all the time, but because
of Moana.
Is that what it's from? No.
Oh no, that's You're Welcome.
The customer service line. It's just a family joke.
Oh no, sorry, I was confusing. You're Welcome.
Oh, that's Maui.
That's why I thought she was going to say it because
Truckers for Maui.
Because she's like a mom.
Yeah. No.
No, I listened to your podcast with Olivia. It was hysterical, and I loved hearing everyone talk about me. My favorite subject.
Yeah, and she was just being like so flattering, as was I. But she was being like flattering towards me too, which was so sweet.
She's such a queen.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who helped us out this last week. So the schedule for this week is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Jackson Claude in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I will be in Nashville, but we'll be podcasting like audio only, so just no studio Friday.
Okay, great. Can't wait.
Does that work for everyone?
Works for me.
Does it work for everyone? Good, because it's the one you got. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Toast of the Monday Morning Show. We deliver the 5 stories you need to know every Monday, Friday on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do subscribe because you know them. We're also available as podcasts, super podcasts. We bounce on Spotify, Juice, Stitcher, Google, Radio, Podcast, Podcast, all the places, Visit Podcast, Podcast, Toast of the 5 Story. We will be sending a weekly downtown. We are. Hope you guys have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Wow, tomorrow's already hump day. Woohoo. Bye.
Love you. Bye.